Among the organizations keeping the legacy of the country's first post-communist president alive is the Václav Havel Library, which was established back in 2004, but has boosted its activities since he passed away in December last year. This year, the Václav Havel Library began expanding, starting the process of opening a branch in the United States. Masha Volinsky reports.
Představte si, jak byl český národ chytrý. Český národ postřelo, o co jde. Věděl, že...
Writer Ludwig Vaculík speaking at a literary reading a few weeks ago at the Václav Havel Library's cozy permanent exhibition space on Prague's Řetězová Street. The first presidential library in the Czech Republic and possibly the only one in Europe, it houses an extensive archive of Mr. Havel's works, his correspondence and writings about him. It also runs frequent literary evenings, panel discussions, exhibits and other events. The library's director, Marta Smolikova, says it offers a twist on the American model.
The institution was inspired by the presidential libraries in the United States, but the character of the Czech one, of the Václav Havel Library, it's different because he was not only the president, much more he was famous through his writings as an author, as a citizen and also as a dissident.
The library was founded 8 years ago by, among others, Mr. Havel's wife Dagmar and his longtime friend Karel Schwarzenberg, who is now the Czech foreign minister. The institution has boosted its activities in the last year, organizing numerous events commemorating the life and work of the leader of the Velvet Revolution and publishing, among other volumes, a full collection of Mr. Havel's writing about theater. According to Marta Smolíková, public interest in his legacy and life is also on the rise.
I am very happy that the interest for Václav Havel as a person, as somebody who can inspire other people, it's very high in the last year, which I can understand after his death. The first anniversary of his death, a lot of institutions are, and also people as a citizen, they organize different events in memory of Václav Havel.
This year, the library has also decided to promote the late playwright's legacy abroad, establishing the Václav Havel Library Foundation in New York in May. The organization has an office there, but the final shape and location of the new American branch of the library has not yet been finalized.
There is still a big interest for Václav Havel in the United States. For the next year, there is planned quite a big series of events, and it's much more easy to operate there with some local institution. And also, it will bring the possibility to spread materials, information throughout the United States and this part of the world. It's also a possibility for fundraising because the tradition of the presidential libraries in the United States, it's much more understand there. But Václav Havel as a person is known globally.
Most of the Václav Havel Library's events are held in Prague's Galerie Montmartre. However, if all goes according to plan, the institution will in the future move to a far grander space in the Prague Castle District.
Thank you for that, Masha Volinsky.